A word for you from Psalm 71, verses 20 and 21. You who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You shall increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. The psalmist here is referring in particular to old age. He has known the Lord from his youth. And he says now in verse 18 that I am old and grey-headed, O God, do not forsake me, Nkosi musugung shiya umasengikugile, because I want to declare your strength to this generation. Even when you're old, noma usukugile, unkulunkulu funa ukuthi akusebenzise, kuso lesi sikhathi samanje, ukuze ukhuluma izimanga zakhe kulesi sizukulwane. God wants you to speak His greatness, His marvels to this generation. But notice here that the psalmist has also been through very deep and severe troubles and has experienced revival. Revival should be part of old age. That's why it says, Lord, you who have shown me great and severe troubles shall revive me again. It's not just physical revival. The truth of it, and the psalmist has accepted it, that he has become old and grey-headed. But the truth is that revival, personal revival, should be the norm for every Christian, even if you are very old. And he has experienced much difficulty. He says, Lord, you've shown me great and severe troubles. Utinkos, wankombisa, izinhlupheko eziningi, ezijulile. But out of that, he can say, Lord, revive me again. Sometimes a person who has not experienced very deep and severe troubles does not know what it's like to be revived, because you don't know the reality of an experience with God. And the deepest, severest trouble is when God shows you the depths of your own misery without Him. When He shows you how your heart is plummeted into iniquity, and how only His righteousness is what avails. That's why in verse 16 he says, I will make mention of your righteousness, of yours only. Has God taken you through deep troubles? And yet you can also say, Lord, you have revived me again. You have brought me out of the depths of the earth.